You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined, as always, by my friends and colleagues, Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood. Guys, how are you this morning?
Stupendous.
Stupendous. Carol?
How do I top stupendous? How about
you can't.
Fabulous?
Fabulous. I like fabulous a lot better. Oh. Can you believe that next week is May?
No.
Good Lord.
I'm not used to the first quarter being over.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're having a good time because time is flying. And today's show promises to be an awful lot of fun, too. I want to welcome Bob Lansner, who is an associate broker with Coldwell Banker, RMR. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Oh, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Before we get into a conversation, Bob, take a sec and just tell us a little bit about you, your company, and your background.
Sure. I work for Coldwell Banker, RMR. We're located in Suwanee, Georgia. I'm an associate broker there. Coldwell Banker, RMR, again, located in Suwanee, Georgia, is an independently owned and operated company. The owner is Lisa Macy, just an absolutely outstanding individual. And we really cover all aspects of real estate. New construction, REOs, resales, short sales, leasing residential, as well as commercial. And I've been in the residential side of real estate for the last 8 years, specializing in foreclosures, short sales, and resales. Prior to that, I held various positions with companies that are dealing with specifically commercial leasing, construction, and site selection.
So let's talk about foreclosures. I know a lot of our listeners are looking for ways to get a great deal in today's market. And I know Coldwell Banker, RMR, has a number of foreclosure properties.
Yes, we do. Currently, some of the properties that we have listed and the properties that I'm going to describe to you today are either considered to be new construction or relatively new, but in any situation, they're certainly move-in ready. First, we have Addison Glen, located in Lithonia. These are 5 and 4 bedroom homes, 3,000 square foot plus, currently priced in the low 200,000s. Ginger Lake Estates, located in Conyers. We have 4 properties out there. These are 4 bedroom, 2.5 baths, priced right now in the 160s. Old Covered Bridge, also located in Covington. These are 3 bedroom, 2 bath with full finished basements, priced 87,000 and above. And we just listed some new properties out in Jefferson and Commerce. This is a over 55 active adult community, Carrington Place and Briarcrest. These are 3 bedrooms or 2 bedrooms, and these are priced in starting at 149.
Bob, I'm listening to some of the numbers you're talking about, 149 for a 3-bedroom place, and that's, in my mind anyway, one of the great appeals of foreclosure is to get a good deal. On the other hand, it spooks me a little bit. What kind of things should I be aware of if I'm looking at buying a foreclosed home?
I probably would tell you that the biggest question that I get asked, you know, by someone who's prospectively looking for a foreclosure is, what is the deal? You know, currently the deal isn't necessarily on a property that was listed at $300,000 and selling at $200,000, because there's a lot of other aspects of, you know, that will determine the future value of that property. And I think that one of the most underestimated or underspoke about value today is in the current interest rates that we're dealing with, which, you know, are just absolutely historically low, you know, 4%, 3.25 on 15-year. You know, it's a situation where when I bought a home in Georgia here in 2000, the interest rate was 9.25%. And I think it's important that, you know, we remember those are the real days, that these low historic interest, low interest rates are not going to last forever.
Do the low interest rates necessarily point me to a foreclosure property, or is it just low interest rates regardless of what kind of home I'm looking at?
It isn't necessarily foreclosure. It would be just getting people off the bench and getting them to the game, whether or not it's buying foreclosure, new construction, or a resale.
So I think a lot of people are surprised to find that there are new construction foreclosures. And, you know, a lot of those are sold, you know, complete, ready to move in immaculate condition. Do you want to tell us about, you know, of the foreclosures you represent, which ones are the most popular and why?
The most popular, and it kind of fits the segment of the first-time home buyers, you know, either newly married, just starting out with families. But certainly, you know, your 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, properties of that size, you know, depending on the area, these properties can range anywhere from $150,000 to, you know, say $250,000.
Okay, we'll be back with Bob Lansner after this commercial break. HGTV's hit series Property Virgins is coming to the greater Atlanta area. Does the idea of buying your first home overwhelm you and cause you undue stress? We can make the process less stressful and give you the help that you need with one of the most important decisions of your life. We are looking for people who plan on buying their first home between April and September 2012. Please email propertyvirgins at cineflix.com, that's CINEFLIX.com, for more information about appearing on HGTV's Property Virgins. We're back with Bob Lansner with Coldwell Banker RMR.
Just before the break, Bob, you were talking about the first-time home buyer looking at a foreclosure. Now, I'm assuming it's not restricted to a first-time home buyer. What kind of appeal would there be to, you know, a guy like me that's been around the block a few times?
To purchase a foreclosure?
Yes.
You know, certainly when you're looking at the prices of these homes right now, you know, again, these are the lowest home prices that we've seen in, you know, 10 to 15 years. You know, if there was ever a time to buy a home, now is the time to do it.
Yeah, do you see any trends? I mean, are the foreclosures availability going up, down, staying the same? What do you see over the next couple of 3 years?
You know, it's strictly based on the area. There are, you know, in certain areas like North Fulton, Forsyth County example, inventory overall is relatively low, you know, in compared to the demand. You know, some of the outlying markets, you know, maybe more still dealing with more inventory. You know, I think the future of foreclosures in terms of inventory levels is really going to depend on how the federal government absolutely, you know, winds up dealing with some of this inventory that you would consider to be shadow inventory. And this is inventory that's either been foreclosed on and has not emerged onto the market, or is currently 60 to 90 days behind on their payments. That is a future foreclosure. And whether or not that is a, you know, a situation that will be dealt with rapidly, in other words, putting these properties on the market, dealing with them at one time, or spreading them out over the long period.
Bob, you mentioned low inventory, and that seems to be a theme that we're hearing a lot on the show. I mean, I think the statistics, there's only 7 months of inventory on the Atlanta market right now, or, you know, in the Atlanta market. What do you think that means for the people who've pulled their homes off the market for the past few years because they wanted to get more money for their home? You know, is now a good time for them to consider listing their home?
You know, when we're talking about the resale market, it's definitely a good time to put your home back on the market and get it sold. But it's also important for the, you know, to remember that housing prices have remained fairly stable and they're not increasing at the level that a lot of current homeowners would like to see.
But there is something to be said. They could, you know, lose a little bit of money on their current home because they're going to, you know, get a great deal on their new home.
Absolutely.
So if they're looking to move in closer, or they have a valid reason for moving, they may not really lose money in the long run, right?
Absolutely. You may lose a little bit on the selling side, but then pick it up on the buying side.
Talk a little bit about the process, Bob. Let's say I come to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about maybe buying a house. Maybe I'll get a foreclosure. What kind of questions would you ask me? What process would you take me through to make that decision?
You know, probably the most important thing to start off with, whether or not it's a foreclosure again or any type of home, is to make sure that that the financial side of it is taken care of, that you have a comfort level of what your payments are going to be, that you know what your affordability level is. You know, sometimes pre-approvals are, you know, just dealt with from, you know, what is your credit score, what is your income, you know, you qualify for this. And it's better to be fully approved through a mortgage lender, so that you are totally comfortable as you go out to start to look, and you know what you're going to be dealing with.
When I first got out of college and just getting started, I always looked, the first house I bought and the next few that I had, I moved around a lot, always kind of viewed the house as sort of a savings account, a piggy bank. Was that a good strategy 30 years ago, and is it a good strategy today?
You know, absolutely. You know, despite the gloom and doom in the market over the last few years, you know, home ownership is still a solid investment, and especially over the long term.
Are there any characteristics of a buyer that are kind of common right now, or do you see all kinds of different demographic groups, ages, married, single?
Probably are seeing, you know, just about everybody from all aspects of life right now. You know, as an example, the properties I talked about earlier in this active adult community over 55, those properties were listed yesterday. I had four calls this morning on them. So it's not necessarily just a, I guess if I was going to typecast, I would certainly say, you know, first-time home buyers are making up a big segment of the business right now. You know, as you can see, and even in this over 55 community, there are people showing a lot of interest.
All right, Bob, we're out of time. Before we let you go, please let the audience know how they can get in touch with you and where they can learn more about the inventory at Coldwell Banker RMR.
You can visit our website at www.coldwellbankerrmr.com or go to www.gahomeforeclosures.com. And you can reach us at 678-318-7900.
Okay. Well, Bob Lansner, Associate Broker with Coldwell Banker RMR. It's great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day. Carol, what have you got for us?
Jim Chapman Communities is offering 50% off all upgrades through the Design Center for home buyers in Brookhaven at Lanier Ridge, which is incoming, and Brookhaven of East Cobb in Kennesaw.
5-0 as in 50%?
5-0 as in 50%.
Wow. That's half, Todd.
Wow.
It's like a half price sell.
That's a really good deal.
I know.
So it was a 50% thing.
Well, you know, and Todd, one of these communities... It's the one in Kennesaw that you've been watching them build, Brookhaven of East Cobb.
I remember they pulled the first bulldozers onto that lot.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's lots of new construction. They have homes ready now. It's in a fantastic location, convenient to town center, Marietta. Of course, you know, it's out there by the avenues, which is probably my favorite thing about it. I love the avenues.
I do. There's a little wine store in there that is awesome.
Well, and that Jim Chapman Design Center is a cool thing, too. So that's a really great deal. It makes that even better.
Yeah. It gives you lots of ideas.
Right. And it's, you know, it's all brick and stone construction. They have really, you know, cute, quaint, inviting front porches on all the homes. So it's, you know, kind of your rocking chair front porch. You can hang out outside and mix and mingle with the neighbors.
Cute rocking chair. Carol, why were you looking at me as you were saying that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I looking at you?
Yeah, you were.
Maybe I should look at you while I talk about the optional screen porch and bonus room with a full bath.
Ooh. Okay, now we're screen talking. Porches are cool.
Can you tell us more about Brookhaven at Lanier Ridge, the other location?
Absolutely. So Brookhaven at Lanier Ridge is incoming, and it's another, you know, award-winning active adult community. These homes are priced from the 220s, so it's a great value for South Forsyth. So, you know, if you've got an empty nest and you're ready to jump, you know, into the next phase of your life and live in an active adult community with very low maintenance, you know, maintenance-free living, then this is a fantastic opportunity.
That is a good price point for South Forsyth.
It's close to beautiful Lake Lanier as well. So if you like outdoor recreation and boating, then, you know, it's just a stone's throw away.
I was just thinking, what I could make off the house that I have now, getting in that 220 kind of price range, I'd have enough left over for a pretty nice sailboat that I could put out on Lake Lanier.
A sailboat, huh?
Yes, indeed, huh? What do you think of that?
I like it. Carol, where can people get information on this?
People can get more information at the website, which is jimchapmancommunities.com.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest. I want to welcome Gina Spearman, who is a sales manager with Academy Mortgage. Welcome to the show, Gina.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. Before we get into it, Gina, take a second and tell us a little bit about you, your company, and your background.
Great. Yes, as you said, I'm Gina Spearman with Academy Mortgage, and I'm a sales manager, which means I help manage our loan officer team, which is our sales force. And Academy Mortgage, I'm proud to brag, is been named the number one independent lender in the country for 2 years in a row now. What that means is that all we do is mortgages. We're not tied to a bank. We don't sell checking accounts or savings accounts or credit cards. We just focus on mortgages and primarily purchase mortgages. So we've been named the largest lender in doing purchase mortgages, which makes us, I believe, the expert.
And you've also recently won an award or been recognized here in Atlanta as one of the top 10
new construction lenders. We were the top in the top three. We were number three, just behind a couple of the large institutional banks, which we're very proud of. So new home builders here in the Atlanta market choose Academy, and I think they do that for a lot of really good reasons.
Talk a little bit more about that from the buyer's perspective. I mean, I can understand, you know, from a builder wanting a very reliable mortgage lender. But as a buyer, why do I care about your being, I mean, I obviously care about your being number one in the country. Get a little more specific about that.
Sure. Often what we tell our home buyers is the reason the builder is asking, you know, referring you to us is because we are good at what we do. And we close you on time with no surprises. We try to make the process as painless as possible with very proactive communication through the process so that they know what's going on every step of the way and that they're going to close on time, which is important for everybody involved, and that the builder puts their trust in us because we've delivered on that, you know, time and time again.
What kind of tips would you have for a first-time home buyer?
I would say don't listen to all the media that, you know, you can't get a loan unless you have perfect credit. You can't get a loan unless you have a large down payment. That's simply not true. We do loans every day for people with less than perfect credit. We do loans for people with little to no down payment. And it is a labor-intensive paperwork process. So for those that have heard about stated income loans or, hey, it was a breeze to get a loan maybe 7-8 years ago, those days are over, but you can still get a loan. You just are going to have to work at it a little bit by providing a lot of documentation. You know, sometimes clients ask us, you know, what else could you possibly need from me? And there is always usually something else we can ask for. But as long as they're patient and realize no one's picking on them, it's just documentation for the file, most people get through the process just fine.
So what types of loans are available today? I mean, what products are out there for buyers?
The most common mortgage, especially for the first-time home buyer, is your traditional FHA loan. And that's just a loan that's been, you know, it's insured by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, the FHA department. So they set the guidelines. And the guidelines are more lenient for a first-time home buyer. It allows for a lower down payment, as little as 3.5% down, very lenient debt-to-income ratios, allowing you to buy more house. And then on top of that, we actually have down payment assistance programs that can assist buyers with that 3.5% down. So the Georgia Dream program, for example, that's open for everything in the state of Georgia. And then individual counties have down payment assistance programs as well.
Gina, we've been talking about first-time home buyers. The next house I buy will make me a 9-time home buyer. What kind of things should a guy like me be looking at in terms of a mortgage?
Great question. Many people, in order to buy a home, either need to sell or maybe they want to lease their current home. And we're seeing a lot of that. We're seeing people that want to take advantage of the current market, you know, home values and buy something at the low price, but either can't sell their home or don't want to sell their home in the depressed values. So we're seeing a lot of people purchase a new home and lease their current home out so that they can sell it in the future when prices are better. The only thing I would caution there is that you do have to qualify for both houses. In past years, you could just provide a lease on the home that you're going to be leasing out, and that would help offset that mortgage payment for your debt-to-income ratio. But that's no longer the case. You would have to have leased the home out for 1 year and claimed that rental income on your tax return in order for us to be able to use it. So you do have to qualify for both houses, but people are doing it every day.
All right, we'll be back with Gina Spearman after this commercial break. HGTV's hit series Property Virgins is coming to the greater Atlanta area. Does the idea of buying your first home overwhelm you and cause you undue stress? We can make the process less stressful and give you the help that you need with one of the most important decisions of your life. We are looking for people who plan on buying their first home between April and September 2012. Please email propertyvirgins at cineflix.com, that's CINEFLIX.com, for more information about appearing on HGTV's Property Virgins. And we're back with Gina Spearman with Academy Mortgage.
Gina, you were talking to us about the break about getting qualified for a loan. And I know I hear a lot from agents that they had a buyer that was qualified, but that something happened and the loan fell through. What are some of the pitfalls that happen, and how do buyers avoid those and keep that from happening during the buying process?
Another great question. One of the key things we see happening often is as it relates to people's tax returns. We are now required, and have been for several years now, we're required to pull tax transcripts from the IRS on every borrower. So what that means is it may be a W-2 person that we obtain W-2s, but if they haven't filed their tax returns, that's an issue. So we have people that once we pull the tax transcripts, they haven't filed their returns, and that can either delay or, you know, postpone their closing altogether because they either don't want to pay the taxes that are now due, or the time that it takes to process the returns by the IRS can cause them to lose their contract or the contract to expire. So that's one of the biggest pitfalls, is that borrowers need to understand that you have to have filed your tax returns at least the last 2 years, because we will be checking that with the IRS.
So you're supposed to file those on time?
You can even file them late as long as you filed them before you make loan application.
All right, just checking, because, you know, I know there's a lot of us that think April 15th is just the first suggested date.
Absolutely. If you can prove that you filed an extension as well, that can also be considered.
Talk a little bit about trends. What kind of mortgages are we going to see over the next year, two, three?
Most of the predictions are that it's still going to be really, you know, traditional, more like 1970s and 1980s financing, which is what we have today, which is your just traditional full documentation type loans. You know, the piggyback loans of first and second mortgages, the stated income loans that we had, they're just really, we're still not seeing them come back. They're just not coming back into the marketplace. So I think you're still going to be looking at the traditional 30-year fixed rate, people putting anywhere from 3% to 20% down. I just don't think you're going to see a whole lot of creativity coming back.
How about ARMs?
People are very, very afraid of ARMs. It takes a very savvy, someone that really watches the market and knows the market, to feel comfortable with that. That is a tough sell these days. We don't do many ARMs at all.
What about interest rates? I know they're incredibly low right now. What do you predict that we're going to see, you know, this year and into next year with those rates?
Sure. That's the million-dollar question.
Did you have your crystal ball?
I know. If we could answer that one, we would be we could retire. But no, the general trend is actually that they're going to stay pretty low. We're around 4%, just below 4% right now for a 30-year fixed for most products. There has been a little bit of an increase just in the last 3 weeks. There's been some positive market news, which is great for the economy, but it has caused a slight, you know, rise in interest rates. But still, the prediction for the year is for them to stay pretty stable and stay in the low fours.
What kind of differences are you seeing in the buyers these days? Is it the same old folks that you've seen through your whole career, or is there different attitudes and thoughts?
You know, we really do see a mixed bag. We've got, you know, the second and third time buyers wanting to take advantage of the market. And then we are, of course, still seeing lots of first time home buyers, because they don't have something to sell and they're renting. They're in a perfect position to buy. But we do see a fair amount, as you might imagine, of credit challenges. A lot of people have had some tough times, a lot of layoffs, you know, a lot of things going on in people's lives that have caused them to have credit problems. And that's why, again, I mentioned that it's okay if you've had credit problems. Generally, the rule of thumb is, as long as we have no late payments in the last 12 months, you've been able to kind of get back on your feet and have had a clean, we call it, last 12 months, we can usually overcome any late payments they've had in the past. Of course, foreclosures and bankruptcies have a little bit longer wait time than that, but still not as long as you might imagine. Foreclosures is about a 3-year wait. And bankruptcies about a 2-year.
So I'm sure you see a lot of unusual things also on credit reports. What are the things that tend to trip people up that surprise them, that they don't know that that's going to be on their credit report?
Good question. I would say there's probably two things. One would be disputed accounts. When people have had credit issues, or even if they've just had their credit pulled and realized that there are things that they don't think belong to them, they will automatically dispute everything with the credit bureau. And disputes have actually become quite an issue for us, because the automated underwriting engines that we use to approve loans, they exclude accounts that say disputed. And therefore, that often means the underwriter wants us to have those dispute marks removed and their credit profile rescored. So that can really delay things, as well as cause them to drop their credit score once we do remove the disputes. Because if the accounts truly aren't theirs, then they need to have the dispute on there. But if they are theirs, you really shouldn't dispute it.
Well, Gina, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Academy Mortgage?
Yes, Academy Mortgage, of course, located right here in Atlanta. And our main phone number is 404-574-2600. Or certainly feel free to visit us at academymortgage.com.
Okay. Well, Gina Spearman, sales manager with Academy Mortgage. It was great to have you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that wraps this show. On behalf of today's guests, Bob Lanzner and Gina Spearman, my co-host, Carol Flammer, and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next time on Atlanta Real Estate Forum.